Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's Managed Hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Hello, and welcome back to the Pretty Little Podcast. We're your hosts.
My name is Phoebe.
And my name is Caroline. And today we are recapping season 7, episode 9 of Pretty Little Liars called The Wrath of Khan. Sorry, I kind of like gave that responsibility to you a few weeks where I was like, and then Phoebe will, and I'll lead her into, and then she'll have the episode title. But then we didn't like talk about that. So I was like, I don't want to put her on the spot and absolutely mortify her. So I will have it prepared. But if you want that to be your bit, like it's all yours.
I don't really care. I just do always have it written down and you normally don't remember it.
Okay. Shots fired right in the beginning of the episode. Everybody hear that? Okay. Setting the tune. I'm sorry. I just saw smoke come out of your ears when I said the episode titles. I was like, I better address this right now.
Joke's on you. My ears are covered.
Okay. Well, Phoebe, this isn't a video podcast.
But this is the episode where, well, Hannah or Ashley Benson just mentioned it in the Hollywood Reporter interview. By name, she mentioned this episode, wow. Which is so funny. Well, and also,
and for
she's
good
cosplaying as Lucy from The Materialists.
Absolutely. Who is cosplaying as?
As Hannah Marin in season 7, episode 9, The Wrath of Khan.
I was also going to say Penn Badgley and you, because it's a chain, you know, like yes, but Hannah.
Stop giving
Lucy,
voice to male voices.
Sorry, Lucy. Okay. And she shut me down again. That is two strikes. I'm almost out, you guys. You're about to get a solo episode from one Phoebe Connell. All right.
Lucky you. Well,
and lucky me, I'm on the recap. And also lucky you, I'm on the recap. So I'm going to go through it because guess who organized her bullshit today? Caroline. Good job, Caroline. Thank you. Okay. Starting with Aria, she and Z are engaged. And I thought of a perfect new couple name for them. I know we've kind of been into Ezria for like 15 years, but I just want to throw this out there. Za. I mean, how did we miss it? It was right in front of us.
That's exactly how it feels when we missed emoji.
That's exactly how that feels. So anyway, Za is engaged and they're planning an Italian elopement, but unfortunately some secrets have to come out before we can get married. Aria has to come clean. She did delete a call off of Ezra's phone because Nicole, if you remember Nicole, she called Ezra and Aria was like, I don't think so, honey, and deleted it. And she was like, I got a rock on my finger. If you think I'm giving it up for you, you're insane. But then she feels guilty because Nicole was maybe found. So she had to fess up. She ends up cashing in their tickets to their Italian elopement so that she can buy Z a ticket to Colombia so he can go and find Nicole or get closure or whatever she needs. And she's going to have a little crash out moment while he's there. We also find out that there is history between Jason and Aria. We don't know what it is yet, but he came back to town and it became very clear. We've got some secrets here. Hannah is having major PTSD flashbacks to her kidnapping, and she is completely 100% sure that Noel Khan is AD, but of course she's not taken seriously. So we have a major bone to pick with the girls for this reason. She's been rekindling with Caleb a bit, and at the end of last episode, she made a deal with somebody. So she's currently MIA from the girls, but she did let Caleb know she was going to be off the grid for a little bit. And she's also starting a business with Lucas's help and money. Spencer and Kayla broke up and the crowd goes wild, but she did kind of cheat on him with a guy at a bar. We call him Detective Floozy, but his name is Detective Fury, Detective Marco Fury. And it turns out he's actually a detective on Allison's case. Emily is currently interviewing for the swim team coach at Rosewood High, but so is Mose. Jump scare, so is Mose. So she was back last episode, and just letting you all know now, trigger warning, she will be back this time too. She does run into Paige at the interview. They have a little bit of wine, but she's still dating Sabrina, it seems, and thank God for that. Allison got married, but it was all a sham. It was all a lie. Her husband's name is not actually Elliot, but it is Archer Dunhill, and he's a wanted criminal in the UK. So Hannah, freaking floored it, killed him. She's got the skin of a killer now. It was awesome, but the police are investigating. They believe he is still alive, and somebody, it seems, wants revenge for this death. And that is the recap. And that's how it's done. Mic drop on that recap.
Nice job. Nice
Thanks.
Job.
Thank
we
you.
Start in a scene that kind of goes back and forth, but we're in Ezra's loft, and Hannah told Arya the same thing that she told Caleb.
Wait, why did I think we were at Lucas's loft?
I don't know.
It doesn't really matter. Well, because Hannah left a note for the girls.
But it's Arya.
Did she leave the note at Ezra's loft?
I think she texted Arya.
Arya's holding a note up, a piece of paper.
They're definitely in Ezra's loft.
Okay. Well, Hannah broke into Ezra's loft and left a note for the girls. Kind of crazy. Kind of an insane thing to do, Han. But anyway, she says she's staying in New York with Lucas for a bit. They have work to do.
But the girls want her back. They say, well, she doesn't really get to decide when she leaves. She doesn't really get to decide when to clock in and out.
Well, except Spencer. Spencer's like, okay, she'll be back. Spencer like seems pretty much good with it. She's like, okay, she had something to do.
Emily's fully crashing out. She's like, she's literally so pissed at Hannah because she's like, you leave me with Sparia. Allie is like going through whatever she's going through, and now I have to be with these two.
These two, are you kidding? Moses back, and you leave at a time like this?
Oh my god!
Like,
imagine
like, Hannah. She's like the imagine only one shouting.
If this was a normal life where they didn't have all this other stuff going on. The phone call that Hannah would get from Emily if she was interviewing at this job and ran into Paige.
Oh my god.
I would give.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, next punch bowl.
Okay, let's roll play. Next punch bowl, we're just exploring that.
It's just that phone call.
That gossip sesh. So Emily's calling Hannah, trying to get her to come back, and then we get to see Hannah, and she's in this weird room. Again, I thought at the end of last episode that she was staging her own kidnapping so that she could really unlock those memories and figure out who the heck did it to her. But Phoebe, let me know, that's absolutely not what's happening. But we see her in this room with a bunch of tools. So we have...
It looks like she's setting up a saw trap.
Oh, it does. We've got... Or a dollhouse. We've got rope, duct tape, a hammer, a video camera... And one Emily Fields ignored on the cell phone. Don't call me back, she said.
Don't call me. Don't call me. Don't come by my house.
What is that?
That is a generational divide right there.
Oh my god.
Diary of the Wimpy Kid.
You are like just pissing me off this episode. You literally can't stop. Jeez, oh man. Oh my god. Anyway,
the people listening will know. Is what right. Raleigh says to Greg.
Yeah, I mean, I just was like reading at a really high grade level before.
Before those books even came out. So
no, Phoebe, what do you think? I'm 50. Like I'm 30 years old.
No,
you're gonna be 30 one day.
You were in high school when those books came out. Nobody should have been reading those books.
Well, I guarantee you, people were.
Eat that.
I can't help that people didn't read as good as me.
As well?
I said as good because I wanted to. And I had the luxury of doing that because I don't have anything to prove. I have nothing to prove to you people. Yes, I taught myself how to read before I was even in school. Yes, I have an English major. Yes, I was in the Gitza program. And yes, my IQ is so high, my mom's hiding it from me still. Any other questions about my intellect? Jesus Christ. When you don't know my SAT score?
Already done. Get to bed. So then we go back to Ezra's loft, and there's no real news about Nicole. They haven't found anything. Ezra should be coming home soon, whether if they find something or if they don't. They rescued 4 hostages, but they don't know that it's Nicole. And I think Arya's like, I think we'd know by now. I think we'd know by now if she was one of them.
Spencer goes, oh, that must be so overwhelming for yes. him. And then the camera hits Arya's face and she's like, she might as well.
Spencer
like,
goes, and you.
And Spencer's like, and you. And Arya's like, thank you. Yeah, I am. Thank you. I am overwhelmed. Can we talk about me for a second?
Literally.
Little focus, guys. Hey, guys. Little focus.
Hey, little focus.
Emily is now also sure about Noel being AD because she says, I have my girl's back. Thank you. Unlike mm-hmm. Team Sparia, I've got Hannah's back.
Yeah, Emily's like, wait, last night we were kind of harsh about it not possibly being able to be Noel, really, yeah. And now Hannah's gone. And now she's stuck with you guys. So
maybe that was a mistake. Maybe that was a faux pas. Okay. Backtracking. But we're now trying to prove that the child in Mary Drake's file, the other... Drake child was Noel Kahn. That's what they're thinking now. So Aria is going to go look through the county family services court. Spencer's going to go find out where Noel lives and works. And Emily has her swim coach interview.
Emily's life is the most normal of all of them.
Literally. She's trying as hard as she can to have a normal life.
And unfortunately, like, guys, I can't believe that Paige just falls right into her lap with this. I'm like so annoyed.
Oh my God, I know.
And I'm like, Sabrina would be weird about this. I am like team don't tell her quite yet, all this stuff. Paige baiting her, like, you should be able to tell whoever you're with. And it's like, Paige, it's kind of out there, it's kind of an unbelievable tale. Not like a normal human secret that like you
know
would...
And it's also not in the past, so it's like Emily always has to think about, if I tell her, am I then
putting her in danger?
You know, it's just there's a
Paige
lot
is like I was always pieces. Willing to be put into danger for you.
And I was always willing to put you in danger if you needed a freaking wake-up call. And I'll do it again.
Get in the pool.
Get to bed. Anyway, so Hannah is now sitting in front of the video camera. And she's making a video. And she says, if you find this video before I finish what I need to do, something went terribly wrong, please give this to the police. Hannah, what's going on? What are we planning here?
I also, like, now knowing that they kind of threw the storyline at Ashley Benson because she wanted to be like an A kind of character. Mm-hmm. And thinking about Ashley acting this now, it's like so funny and awesome
it
to me.
Cute.
She's like sitting in front of the chair. She's being like so like, she's having to be so not Hannah.
Finally, somebody took me seriously in the writer's room. I'm capable of this. So Spencer's doing research on Noel and coming up blank. And then we get a knock on the barn door. Oh, Detective Floozy here for an afternoon delight.
How'd you get through the moat?
Yeah. How'd you get through the gators in the moat?
Because
the
I'm
sharks and the gators in the
that's
moat.
That's what I'm saying. Well, it's like she's not in the main house.
And he's not soaking wet.
So, like, and that's weird.
That's the weirdest part, because the drawbridge like would have had to be down. And it's like, who would have put it
who
down?
Who let you in if you're knocking on the barn door?
It's unlike Spencer to not remember to put the drawbridge back up.
It's oh, no.
And of course, the knights in shining armor who guard the castle.
Well, the snipers in the turrets.
They're going to get fired. I'm worried they're going to get fired.
Oh, my God.
Can I tell you a secret?
I would not want to be them.
I did not know this about the Hastings Castle moat, but they actually, so some of the huge alligators and crocodiles that you see, mm-hmm. and even the sharks, are. It's actually a human being inside the suit with a gun. They're really good at protecting their secrets. I love that about them.
But not quite good enough.
Well, that's for sure, because what is he doing? Maybe they have a thing where, like, if you show a badge, he kind of looks like a Hastings.
That sounds unlike them.
You know what? You're right.
They don't really respect authority.
It's too modern. That's too modern. They're like, why fix something that's not broken? Why exactly. break something that's fixed? That's what they say. That's what they say about their moat system. They're like, why break something that's fixed? Anyway, Detective Floozy comes in and Spencer calls him Marco. I'm like, okay, I know we've swapped spit, but we're on a first name basis.
That's Detective Floozy to you.
That's Detective Floozy to you, Spence.
We find out that Archer has fled to France a few days ago and he has a fake passport. And I'm like, okay, how do we know it's him? If it's a fake passport, how do we know it's him? I'm like, I'm so confused by all
and
this.
And hey, I need to say something. That's concerning that a fake passport got through TSA.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something insane that I don't even want to put out there, because it's like, I don't want to give any of you freaks ideas. When I say freaks, I just mean like our enemies who are listening just to get ammo. I don't mean our listeners, our road warriors, of course. But I had a friend in college who famously is not my friend anymore. And one time he was going to the airport and all he had was his fake ID and he used it and it worked. And I remember it being like not a great fake ID. So maybe he was lying, which he was wont to do. But like, that was a scary story to me.
Yeah, I don't like that one bit.
And equally scary is this story here. So anyway, the case is still open, but since Archer is allegedly overseas, it's no longer in Floozy's jurisdiction. But he says there's a silver lining. Spencer, you can have a meal with me now. Spencer, you can put your tongue
Spencer's
right back
like,
down my throat.
Oh.
Yeah. She's like,
I'm okay.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you the truth. That night was part of a challenge, and I kissed every single guy in the bar, and you are not the match. You are not who I decided to couple up with, so unfortunately, Detective Floozy, it's over
you
for
are just the victim of a triple dog dare.
Of Sorry. A triple dog dare. She's like, Ariana Maddox was here, and she said, Spencer, you need to make out with every single person here and let us know who's your king.
I know we'll talk about it on next week's episode, but I have a serious issue.
No episodes next week, by the way, guys. Remember, we're taking
off.
Then
I am going to say this now.
The 4th of July, unless we literally can't keep our words inside our mouths and we need to do a mini-sode on Love Island. We'll see.
I don't appreciate that the year that the girls go to CASA, it's operating this way.
I think it's crazy. I have seen murmurs that they've done something like this before. But I literally, when I saw who got sent home last night, I was like, there's no chance. I actually was thinking maybe they were going to swap them and be like, you're leaving the island.
Yes,
you're done from
the
island unless your couple in the opposite villa wants to couple up with you. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's almost too easy because Sierra will for sure say yes to Nick. And Taylor, I think, would say yes to Alandria.
I agree. I just can't believe that we some of these girls and like a girl and a guy got one night in CASA. Like, to me, the point is that like we get a week of like messiness and they kind of don't feel like there's stakes.
Right.
And the girls don't get that.
I'm
fine with the boys. Get rid of a boy. I don't give a shit.
Here.
But the girls.
But the fact that Austin, and I don't know if you saw the video, like I didn't see it the first time I watched, but I've seen a bunch of videos on my timeline of Austin staring down this girl while she had to choose to stand up or stay with him. I mean, he is sitting next to her, staring at her the entire, like, what would you do? Fucking creep.
Ew, I hate that.
Yeah, it's creepy.
Because I thought she had much better, even though I did feel like when he pulled his lip, then they were comparing their lip tattoos. I was like, wait, neither of these people are for me at all. But I do feel like I'm watching two soulmates find
each other.
But
they might be for each other.
Like that, I was like, okay, this is Florida. this is what a bar in Florida looks like on a Thursday night.
True. So we're back at the brew. Sabrina is trying different cakes. Well, they're all red velvet. She's tasting the different icings. And Emily,
can you think of anybody better to date
than someone who's making a bunch of red velvet cake? I know you love red velvet cake.
Well, I just mean like the idea of dating a baker who like has to make test cakes and you get to help try them.
Well, it's a dream for you and me, but not for Emily. Emily comes in immediately judgmental and says someone woke up with a sugar craving. Hey, never say that to
That's
me.
True. Sorry,
anyone.
Sabrina seems like a dream to date. Emily seems like a nightmare in this.
Hey,
scene.
Emily. Hey, Emily. Back to the bottom of the totem pole.
And then Emily throws a fit. She goes, "You can't take business from my enemy from high school.
You can make a cake for him. You cannot make cakes for people I don't approve. That's not on the approved list of cake recipients."
That would be like if I was dating someone. But as far as Sabrina's concerned, it's like if I was dating someone and my mortal enemy from high school was ordering a cake from them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, "You can't make a cake for him."
Well, that
and they were
to
like,
me,
"Why?" And
that to me makes sense.
Because he challenged me.
Well, here's the deal. If it were your sister making the cake, that order would have made it right straight to the trash. I would have said, of course I'll make you a cake, and it would have been a dookie cake, or it wouldn't have been a cake at all. Okay? So I don't think that's weird at all. I think that's the normal way
I know
you run
your
business.
Put yourself in someone with a different kind of brain. Like Sabrina.
Like a smooth one?
I think it's so funny to think that's in Sabrina's brain. She's like, this is just some douchebag that Emily went to college with, and she's fully like, won't sit down in the brew, won't talk to me until I say that I won't make the cake.
Imagine she's like, okay, this is the one guy that Emily hooked up with. This is in her mind, this is Ben. You know what I mean? Yes. She's like, okay,
which
God,
by
Jesus
the way,
Christ.
Guys, I just found out Ben from Pretty Little Liars is dating Caroline Forbes.
For a second, I thought you were gonna say my name. Wait, he is? And I thought she was married with kids.
I just saw on the Instagram Tyler from The Vampire Diaries just got married. Nina DeBrev just posted, and they were at the wedding. Well, they might be married then. I don't know, but I was looking at the Instagram trying to see if they were just standing together in the pictures or if they were dating. But there are multiple pictures of them on her Instagram.
I need to check
it
out.
Ben and Caroline,
very cute. And you know what? That's actually a cursed couple name. But
yikes.
Yeah, it's cute. So anyway, Sabrina's testing the icing for the Snow Con order. Emily's like, he's bad news. Sabrina's like, get over it. And then Emily leaves to go to her interview. We go to Jason and Aria at Ezra's loft. And he's like, so I don't
where
know
else
if you
would
heard.
We be? Where else would we be?
Sorry. She goes, he's like, I don't know if you heard, but there's a fire at my Aunt Carol's. Like, do you know anything about it? And like, it is kind of a weird question to ask. And then you remember like, who these people are. And right. Well, of course, Arya knows something about it.
But of course, Arya lies at first.
She tries to lie. And then he's like, look, I think Archer's still here. I think he followed Allie to that house and he tried to hurt her again. And Arya's like, okay, everything's not about Allie. Okay.
I was with Allie.
How about that? I was there. And I found what it was in there. And she asked me not to say anything. And I'm such a good friend that I didn't. But now...
Wait, but I do love the idea that because Arya wasn't there, I know that her instinctual reaction was that she does get to say that she knows nothing about it.
Oh, 100%.
She's like, I'll just put that on my friends.
That's also her knee-jerk reaction to everything. She's like, she's so trained. Like, lying is as easy as breathing for these girls. So she cannot help herself.
So then Arya comes clean and is like, look, I'm going to look for some paperwork because... Okay, I found out something. Mary Drake has another kid. Yep, yes. You have a cousin.
Yep, you have a cousin. And your mom was in charge of her care, of Mary's care, Charlotte's adoption, and the other kid's adoption, too. And Jason has no clue. And she's like, and now Mary's off the grid. She won't answer calls. She's not at the Lost Woods Resort. So I don't know. And Jason's like, and I'm guessing my mom was killed because of these secrets. Probably. Like,
well, I think your mom was killed because she was a massive bitch. I don't know.
Around here, people get killed if they're a massive biatch. Okay, Jace? You know that. You know that.
Nothing to do with secrets.
Hey, Jace.
Build a moat. Build a moat if you're so scared.
Build a moat and get over it. That's what I would say. Build a moat and a drawbridge and get over it. Tough to get over a moat.
And then
that's
lock
what you
yourself.
Say to an enemy. Build a moat and get over it. And they're like, I can't get over a moat without a bridge. And I'm like, ha, ha, ha. I win. I don't have any lumber. It's expensive.
Tariffs. Terrifying.
Inflation.
We go to New York and Hannah is once again in her Lucy from the Materialists.
Wait, this is in New York?
Yeah, they're in New York. So Hannah's not entirely lying because she does go to New York.
I did not realize she was in New York.
Where did you think she was?
Rosewood, just like somewhere in the woods or something.
They're in the city.
Yeah, but sometimes they're like in Philadelphia. Sometimes they're like, I mean, did they say...
She said New York multiple times.
Well, yeah, I know that was her cover up.
I don't know why she would stay around Rosewood and risk it.
I'm not saying she's in Rosewood. She could be in Philadelphia. Okay. Anyway.
I think they're in New York.
All right. I'll take your word for it.
Hannah's stalking Noel Kahn. He throws something into the dumpster, and he's driving the same car that Maddie Bartone drove me to school in every single day of high school.
Oh, yeah. Suburban.
Loudest car in America.
This in the dumpster in the most suspicious way possible. He's like furtively looking around. He's in a leather jacket. I'm like, how much more suspicious could you be? And Hannah then makes it even worse by getting out in her baseball cap and walking over to the dumpster, immediately taking the trash can. I'm like, take the trash bag with you, bitch. Put it in the car.
And also like, how disgusting.
How disgusting. She takes the trash bag out. We didn't say what she does. She takes the trash bag out and puts it on top of the dumpster and starts going through it. And
it's
like actual trash. Like, yes, there's something in it. But she do this somewhere else where you can have gloves and access to a sink and soap.
And also, how does she know that this? I know she's just like looking through his trash, but like she really lucked out because, guys, we find something very curious.
Well, it's tough because it's like, how do you know what you're looking for?
Yeah, exactly. We find Shower's phone and...
How do we know?
How do we know this is Shower's phone? I'm still unsure because we open it up in the screen saying,
well, and I don't know that this like means it's Shower's phone.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, this could be Jenna's. This could be A's. This could be anybody.
Yeah. This could be Emily's. The background of Shower's phone is a selfie of Shower. Classic. Emily and Mose are now in a classroom. They're working on their applications. Mose is dressed ridiculously. She looks insane. You're here for a job interview? She's in like athletic joggers, a loose tee, and like a jean jacket over it.
To be fair,
she looks like a mess.
They are, I almost said auditioning. They are interviewing for the role.
The world's a
They're auditioning for the role of swim coach.
Yeah, I know, but like it's still a job interview. It just seems weird. So Emily's like, look, I just don't feel great about applying. Because we both are, and that feels weird. And also, I'm scared to answer these questions. Because, like, have I ever been arrested? Of course I have. Who hasn't?
I love that Emily is framing this way of, like, I just hate that we're, like, going for the same thing. Meanwhile, Paige is like, no, this is how I thrive.
Yeah.
I, like,
Paige
I love
competing
against you.
This is kind of how we fell in love. Did you forget? This is kind of how our love story started. Shall we go back
some
to
healthy
the pool
competition?
And I'll take a walk through memory lane. Yeah. I mean, she's like, I can't answer this. Have you ever been arrested? Question. And I, in that moment, I'm like, and Paige, you wouldn't be able to answer it either if Emily had any sense and pressed charges. You assaulted her.
Paige gives a, like, they're like, Paige is desperately trying to, like, flirt and, like, try to, like, rekindle this because Emily's like, and I couldn't even get started on the crime question. I wouldn't fit on two lines. And Paige is like, you need four, maybe five. But she doesn't, this is why we can't stand her. It doesn't read as a joke when she says
yeah,
it.
Yeah, she's
it,
supposed
it just
to be,
sounds shitty.
She's trying to be funny and it's like, okay, just, you don't have to try to be funny. If it doesn't come naturally, just skip it. Paige is like, listen, Hackett would not have suggested you apply if he didn't think it was a good move. You're an incredible swimmer and an even better person. The best I know. Save it.
Ugh. Gross. We go to City Hall, which I just don't believe this is what Rosewood's City Hall looks like.
No.
In my brain, Rosewood City Hall looks like the library in the It movies.
Is okay, I'm going to ask a stupid question. Is a City Hall the same thing as a courthouse?
I think they're probably in the same place.
Okay.
But like whenever we see the police department, it says Rosewood City Hall on it. And it like looks like this big
like stone,
stately building.
Like, yeah.
And this looks like the DMV.
It looks exactly like the DMV. And it's also, it operates like the DMV because she has a number. She's waiting for them to call her number. It's number 67. She's waiting with Jason and they're currently on number 5. So it's going to be a while. And Jason got her a coffee, just how she likes it. Sugar with a dash of milk. Not what we would have guessed for her. Hey, what kind of milk? This can't be cow milk. Plant-based? Better be. And she has a flashback to waking up in his bed. And I just have to say, girl, Jason is so hot. He comes into the room shirtless, half up, half down hair in a man bun. And I was just like, yeah, like, what are we doing with Z? He drew his abs on once.
Well,
Did you forget?
Think what's so funny about the scene is it's so revealing about Arya. And this is like, maybe Arya didn't like that Jason exposed the parts of herself that she likes to say. Like, she likes to say she's this like, helper and this bleeding heart and all this stuff, and Jason's giving her an opportunity to actually practice what she preaches, and she doesn't take it.
He kind of
so
calls
she's
her
like,
love.
I can't be with someone who's gonna hold up the mirror like that.
No, totally. He brings her coffee in bed in this flashback. Also, did you notice that all of Arya's flashbacks are like shot on film?
I noticed this. I was like, this is literal film.
I was like, did I miss something? Is the whole episode like this? No,
I thought the same.
Best present? No. I was like, okay, they had budget for Arya's flashback. Everybody
a
else was
request.
Like filmed on a Mac photo booth and like hers was like fully filmed.
With like someone's like greasy finger over the lens
yes!
to make it like look like foggy.
Yeah. No, they were like, oh, we've got this cool effect. The comic book effect or something we could try. Watercolor effect. Remember those horrible effects in the MacBook photo booth?
Of course.
That's what they used.
You
anyway.
Know, I used to dabble.
Oh boy, don't I know it. So Jason, he was like training for something and now he's going back to Ethiopia, and he asks her to come with him. And she's like, well, what would I do there?
And he says, help people.
Help people who have problems bigger than us. And she looks at him as if to say, okay, that is literally not possible. Bigger than mine? Can't think of many. Can't think of many that would garner much sympathy from me. Thanks. They weren't helping me. They didn't help me. Why would
God.
I help them? They did not help me when I was going through all my stuff. And now you want me to go build them a house?
Everything is that?
Give them access to water? Oh, my God. No.
Arya, this is where Arya will get on, like, a high horse because she doesn't, again, like how this is making her feel. And she's going to be like, you know, I've actually read a lot of literature about how what you guys are doing down there actually is doing a lot more harm than helping.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually, and, like, I just want to say, like, I saw your Instagram and, like, you posting any pictures of you working here. It's like, okay, why are you really doing this? Like, is your heart really in the right place?
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering. She says
she
has job interviews.
She calls him that, like, a slur.
Yeah, yeah. And she needs money. And he's like, well, my charity will pay for you. And and you can just stay as long as you want. And so she says she'll think about it. But it's not looking good, Jace.
No, it's not. We go to Rosewood High School. And Emily leaves the interview. And Paige is like, Paige has been waiting, lying in wait for this girl to literally walk out Paige of the interview. Like, oh. And she's like, it went well. There's a couple girls getting absolutely bullied on the swim team and they wanted my help.
I was imagining Mo's actually getting mad at Emily for saying that. Mo's being like, why? Why would like you be able to help with that? You weren't bullied. Oh, you mean A? And Emily's like, that yeah, was kind of that's what Hackett was talking about. A.
Paige is like, well, literally. Paige is like, well, that was kind of an extenuating circumstance. You guys kind of deserved it.
Yeah.
You were friends with Allie.
Sorry. Like,
bullying is like when it's like, it's like a victim.
That's bullying. Me pushing your head underwater. Okay,
should I go back in there and tell him that I was actually bullied more than you?
I think I'm going to say that in my interview, if you don't mind. I'll be right back. Also, Emily, I'm sorry, but like when I push you underwater, like you were in the deep end. I don't think you, I did not witness your deep end swim test. So that's like what you have to do.
It might not be like an above board drill anymore, but like that was a drill back then.
That's like how we used to do it. And like, if you don't know that, then are you really ready for this job?
And that's what exactly she's going to go tell Hackett all of that. But basically, yes. Emily can't keep a secret for her life anymore. Like, I feel like she got 5 years free from this a free life. And now she's like,
well, she can keep the secret with Sabrina. I do feel like, as much as I hate to admit it, being with Paige, like, it probably feels so good for her to be able to speak freely about it. Like, it probably does feel like a breath of fresh air in that way, because she's in this relationship where she has to pretend. Like, she just has to have, like, small talk, normal talk on dates. And, like, this is happening every day. Where it's, like, someone she feels comfortable with who she can talk to about it, who's not actually directly involved also. Because, like, Allison, it's, like, that's not going to offer her that. Right. So they, like, walk over to Emily's old locker and have a little walk down memory lane.
The singular hallway used to feel so big.
It sure did. And Moe's asks Emily to hang later. And she's like, well, I'm going to be with Sabrina. And starts to kind of tell her about her. And she's like, yeah, but I don't think it's going to last, because, like, I can't talk to her about this. And then she explains to Moe's that it's happening again.
And Emily says, Paige says, you used to find a way to include me into things. You should be able to include whoever you're seeing. And I'm like, Paige, it's been a couple weeks. I don't want you to know that, because then you're going to think it's an opening. And it's not serious. And I want to tell you that it's as serious as it can be, so that you don't get any ideas. But
also, like, I just hated the verbiage here. Like, you included me. It's like, nobody wants to be included. It's just like, yeah, letting them know.
And you were actually tortured, like, too. Moved to California. Like, it wasn't a good thing for you to be included.
It's exactly. It's never. Nobody actually should want to be included. And Emily is trying to protect Sabrina by not including her. This is hilarious. Hannah's buying drugs. And he's like, I've never sold the, actually, this isn't hilarious. He says, I've never sold these to a chick before, and I have to believe they're like roofies. And I'm like, that is darker than I wanted to think about in this moment. But Emily calls Hannah while Hannah's in the car with this guy, and Hannah goes, I'm in a meeting. And he's like, leave me alone. And I'm like, Hannah, you've been ignoring all of Emily's calls you didn't have to pick up. You've ignored every single call you've gotten except this one when you're in the car with the drug dealer.
And it's like, maybe if I answer this one, she'll stop fucking calling me. And now things are about to get serious. And now
my business partner. Trying my fabric. You wouldn't know anything about it. Let me guess what you're
wearing. What's wrong with my sewing?
What's wrong with my sewing? So she takes a bag with two pills in it. And the guy's like, one of these should knock him out for hours.
Then we go to the barn, and Spencer's on the phone asking questions about Noel Kahn's voter registration and trying to get his address that way. And this then Emily comes in.
Interesting question. Because Spencer's like, she's calling your mom's campaign manager to get an address to send her cover up, but she's sending a thank you note to a donor. So does that mean that the Kahns donated to Vivi's campaign? It's like, doesn't seem likely.
I feel like we don't know yet. I think that she's trying to see if this was a donor, maybe.
But then she did get the address. So, like,
well, I guess
that
maybe
he did. And then I'm like,
but I mean, I wonder if it wasn't necessarily, like, I could see the Kahn, Mr. and Mrs. Kahn rubbing shoulders with Mr. and Mrs. Hastings, even in spite of the way the kids are, you know.
True.
But Emily comes in and she's like, Hannah's lying. I know it. And I can tell Hannah's lying. She never yells at me like that.
Tingly. She doesn't lie to me like that. She doesn't have meetings. I know Hannah.
She doesn't go to meetings.
So I know she's lying.
She has chats.
We need to be worried. And if she is in a meeting, even more reason to be scared. And she's like, and I called Lucas. No response yet. So,
like, we didn't think to call Lucas the second you guys were, like, a little weirded out by the story.
I know. So Spencer gets the address to Noel's parents' cabin, and it's the same area where Hannah was held captive, which I don't really know how they know that.
They look at a map, and I'm like, how do you know where on a map Hannah was located when she was kidnapped, but you didn't connect the dots already?
I'm having trouble remembering how Hannah got back.
marry Drake.
Oh, right. So, yeah. So, like, how would you guys literally know that? Like,
I don't even think Hannah knows, which is interesting. Right. But also, this is how we, it's, this is another confusing thing. Like, she's asking for Noel. So, I guess you were right earlier. She's asking for Noel Kahn's address. Not necessarily.
That's what was my thinking,
he's
too.
Just
like,
is staying he's back at the in Kahn's. Town.
Like, that doesn't mean that's where he's living. So, his parents.
But it is where he's living.
Like, yeah. It's just weird. So, Emily and Spencer go to the cabin and they're, like, breaking in. And they walk up and hear this whirring, and it's a generator, but it reminds them of the bunker. And then they look up and see this camera and the tree. And Spencer goes, stands directly in front of it for like three Mississippis, and then stabs it and shatters the glass. And I'm like, okay, well, just so you know, we got a perfect image of you right before you did that.
Spencer
so.
May as well have posed in front of the camera, like smiled and done a thumbs
no,
up.
Literally,
and
she should have done
it.
Like a 360 degree turn, flipped her hair. We had a few different faces just in case for the facial recognition, and then done it.
Right. So we go back to City Hall, and Arya's number is called, and Arya immediately is like, okay, let's win that Oscar. let's win that Oscar.
So the reason Jason had to come is because he's family, and like she wasn't going to be able to get the adoption records without him. So he does the speaking, and he's like, look, my cousin was born in Radley 23 years ago. I just want to get a copy of the adoption record. And the girl's like, can't do it. You're not the person who was adopted. You're not the person who adopted the person. So I know. And then Arya is like, okay, listen.
There is something you can do.
Listen, all of his family is dead or insane. Okay? That's all he has. He really needs somebody. He's desperate to connect to some family right now. We need to find this cousin. And I'm like, I'm sorry. This is just not working. And this scenario, if the girl can't do it, she can't do it. Like, this is not going to work because you're like, look, everybody's dead or insane. It's like, well, now my like alarm flags right. are up. And I'm like, I'm definitely not doing it now, you fucking weirdos.
But that's not what happens because this isn't real life.
No,
the girl says, your fiance, Jason, is just so wonderful and loves you so much.
You're so lucky to have a fiance who cares so much. And he doesn't miss a beat. He grabs her hand. And I was like, are we going to talk about the ring?
She's literally in her Birdo bag, that rock.
No, it's a rock. And it's and still no manicure. Okay. Jason grabs her hand and says she's really
That's
special.
That's only as Arya ever would.
Yeah. So we find out that all of the Radley adoptions are closed and they can't be accessed via the database. They're all in the archive, so they haven't been digitized yet.
You go back to New York. Hannah texts Noel to get him to meet her and is like, I have Sarah's phone. Meet me here or else, basically.
Yes.
And then she crushes the pill.
8 p.m.
Ever feel like your WordPress site is moving in slow motion? Switch to Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress and watch it fly. Host your site on Google Cloud's fastest servers with worldwide data centers so your pages load instantly. Need help? WordPress experts respond in under 2 minutes and will migrate to your site for free. Try it yourself. First month free at Kinsta.com. That's Kinsta.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
At what?
Bowa's Pub. B-O-W-A.
Huh.
I'm not making it up. It's what the text said.
Interesting.
You look like you're doubting me, which you know.
No. I'm just like, where'd that name come from?
My thoughts exactly.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sharing in that thought with you.
Okay.
Then Hannah takes the hammer. Okay. I mean, you'd think I'd be used to it by now. Then Hannah...
she crushes up the pills. Imagine she crushes them up, snorts them, and then, like, heads out to do her shit. We're like, holy fuck. Okay.
Hannah leaves the drug deal. She's like, something for him, something for me.
Something for him, little something for me. Hat back on, heads out.
Okay, Hannah has taken a page out of Phoebe's book.
Oh, for sure. She's like, when is a Pretty Little Bodyguard going to release a hat?
That's why it has a P on it.
Yes. Oh, my God. You're right. Well, what do Phoebe? You think that P is for?
Phoebe.
Oh.
Just kidding. I think it's for UPenn because it's the
I
colors
I think it's for
Penn,
Pennsylvania. I think it's for Rosewood. Silent P.
Prosewood?
Prosewood. That's Arya's hat. This is Prosewood. And she thinks it's like a funny literary pun. And she makes it big.
She gives one to Allie. She's like, and you can wear it to school.
you were so cool if you were English. Allie's like, what the fuck is prose? Anyway,
Aria's like, Aria's twitching.
Aria's like, you don't deserve this job. Z should still have that job. So Spencer and Emily are searching Noel's cabin. They can't find anything. And they go back to check his bedroom one more time. And I'm like, so you already searched it and you didn't find this? It's like, losers. Right. It's like in the drawer right there.
And also, they listen, find Spencer, Miss Spencer, who's so judgmental of any idea Hannah has, any idea anybody but Spencer or sometimes Aria has. Don't think I'm not racking up in my brain every mistake and flub you have made.
And I am eagerly awaiting the apology and the thank you that should be waiting for Hannah Marin. Right? Right?
Should be. Don't think it should ever comes.
Won't hold my freaking breath. So they open up a drawer and Emily finds this wooden box with an eye on it. And casual Maya mention, a little bit of a jump scare for moi.
Hey, by the way, guys, like, well, okay, that's it. Maya is a ghost and she didn't realize at first that the girls were looking and then she moved it and she put it back. That's why they had to go back. Oh, that's why they didn't find it the
and
first
Emily's
time.
Like, hang on, hang on. Maya? Maya? She's here. Okay, I just like I knew it. God, I love her. Anyway, she like smells weed. She's like, she's here. Yeah, she is here. So she finds this wooden box. It has an eye on it. It's the same stamp that Maya had on her wrist. And it got people into Eric Kahn's parties. And she opens
Emily
it.
Looks at Spencer like, you went to one of Eric Kahn's parties. And she's like, yeah. Cece got me in once.
Cece got me in. It was actually really dramatic.
You had to be an 8 or above, which is why I don't think anybody else got in. So it's fine. It's fine that you girls never went.
Oh, she didn't tell you guys that? She's probably trying to protect your feelings. Sorry. I mean, you don't care, right? Everybody knows. I'm the 10. Anyway. So.
Just ask Caleb. Just ask Marco.
Yeah. No, literally. Toby. I mean, you could probably ask Sabrina. Or Moe's, but I don't think I'm her type. Anyway, there's a flash drive in the box, and I'm like, what are we doing? Just take it with you. Don't plug it into their computer. Don't plug it into the spare computer that's just hanging out here. Like, what the fuck?
And then, sorry, Spencer, don't have a moment with it. No, I know that this is so terrifying, but, like, you guys got to get out of here.
And, like, if this were season 7, episode 1, I'd be like, okay, we might be a little out of practice. No, no. We've been in the game for a little bit now, 9 episodes, so this is not amateur hour. Let's go. But she puts the flash drive into the computer, and there's a folder for Spencer, Aria, Hannah, Emily, and Mona.
That would send such a shiver down my spine.
Because you know what it has to be. It can't, because Allie not being included in that immediately tips you off that it must be like something to do with the dollhouse. And they're right. There are videos from the dollhouse. And this, I just like, I was like, holy shit. Because as much as I know the show's been leading us to believe Noel's this bad guy. I kind of forgot how deep he was in all of it. Oh my God. So we see Spencer's like passed out on the floor and it's like surveillance footage. Noel walks into the room with red paint and like, thank God, puts it all over her hands, drips it on the carpet, makes it look like blood. And we remember way back when we were in the dollhouse, Spencer did wake up with blood all over her hands and she like thought that she really hurt somebody. And it was these secrets like all the girls were like, when they came out of their rooms, they didn't want to tell each other because they were like, did I hurt you? Like they didn't know what they did. So she thought she hurt someone. So it is kind of a relief to find out that it was paint. But the fact that Noel Kahn was doing it is just like so fucking crazy.
And it just like opens up this whole and also just like, you know, they've buried that so deep. And now that there's and also, of course, Spencer's the only one that gets to see her footage.
I know. I mean, how would you not look later when Aria doesn't want to see it? I was honestly shocked.
I was like, Aria's like, no. Oh, wait. Unlike you. You guys didn't have one of these?
She's like, I found one. Wait, I found one.
I found this weeks ago.
Wait, I'm like, the thought that like Noel didn't look Kahn at any was of your responsible folders. For like chipping them potentially and then like being undressed. Like, I hate it. Okay. So they hear something, take the flash drive, they leave. Spencer's filling Aria in and like neither of them want to look at the footage anymore. And Aria's like, we cannot give it to the police until Hannah is back. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe this moment of loyalty.
I thought that was crazy too.
But Emily finally talked to Lucas and confirmed he's not with Hannah and they never had plans to meet. So they're trying to figure out where she is. And Sabrina knocks on the door.
And Aria goes, are you fucking kidding me? You again.
You again?
How did you know where I was?
How did you find my address? She's like, I work here.
No, they're in Lucas's loft.
Oh, now they're okay. Sorry, I can't keep it all straight. I actually thought they were in Lucas's loft, but I was like, if I say that, he was gonna be like, we're in Z's loft.
No, we're in Lucas's loft. And but Arya is like, Arya does say that though, Caroline. You're right. She says, how do you know where I live? And Emily's like, this is where I live. And Sabrina's like, this is where Emily lives. And Arya's like,
no, it isn't.
Okay, so you okay, so no, you're following me?
It's actually
okay.
A guy from high school. And Sabrina's like, got it. Got it. It's all making sense.
Oh, so it's Noel. Oh, this is Noel's
house. Oh, this is Noel's house. Where are the condoms? Anyway. So we're back at the pub. Hannah's at the pub in her hat, waiting for Noel. She ignores another call from Arya.
She is killing me. The shiftiness in how Ashley Benson is acting this. She's trying to play it so cool and tough, but you can tell that it's still Hannah Marin deep down. And
if I really sell this, they will write this in every episode for me. Some kind of recon, undercover work. That's what I want. That's what Hannah deserves. But I mean, it's just such a testament to like how much Ashley Benson created such a character in Hannah that like she can't shake her off if she want. She can't shake it off if she wanted to. Speaking of, are you okay?
Dude,
you live in the city that Taylor Swift did a surprise song at last night and you weren't there.
It was bad enough when I saw that she was on Broadway.
On Broadway in Jason Aldean's bar.
Going to bars. I'm like, first of all, that seemed dangerous to me.
It seemed so dangerous to me.
And also, I'm sure it was private enough up there that it wasn't like just the general public. But I also thought Travis was walking pretty far ahead of her. Like,
yeah, I know it is.
There are like regular people boyfriends who won't walk that far from their girlfriends on Broadway.
Okay, Phoebe wants to take down Travis Kelce.
No, I don't. I just and it's not just. I'm just like this scene. I think we're making her a little too normal.
Yeah, I was thinking that. And I was like, I don't want her to be that normal, by the way. Anyway, Hannah dumps the powdered pills into a beer, stirs it up.
In front of the bartender. Perfect.
In front of everybody in the bar. There's basically a spotlight on her. And everyone's like, hey, could you be quiet for a second? I need to focus. She does it. Like, it's so
and it fizzes
obvious.
The beer.
Yeah. So Emily, we're back at the loft. Lucas's loft. Emily pulls Sabrina outside to talk.
And Sabrina's like, hey, I brought you some cupcakes. Do you want to grab dinner on my break? And Emily's like, Sabrina, I can't.
She's like, you might be on break, but I'm not. I'm on the clock 24/7. Okay, you're going to have to get used to this if you want to be my girl. If you want to be my bitch and you want to be in my world, you got to get used to it. Grind never stops. So she's like, Emily, get in here. And she's like, I told you.
You hear Arya and they're telling Spencer, yeah. And then one time she literally hit on me. She literally hit on me. It's like, she hit on me
and I swear to God, she hit on Z. I'm like, okay, which side do you play for?
She's only dating Emily to get close to me. She wants to be our third.
I would never tell Em that. I would never tell Em that. But if it comes down to it, maybe you could. Anyway, so she's talking to Sabrina and yeah, she's just basically like, we can't chat. Sabrina's feeling weird, rightfully so. And Emily's like, look, if everything goes according to plan tonight, I'll tell you tomorrow. And let me tell you, if my partner said that to me, I'd be like, and now I'm literally nailing my feet to the floor.
Because it's like, okay, is Noel Kahn in there? And you like need to see if you guys have a raw dog sex one more time.
If everything goes perfectly tonight, I think I'll have a rock on my finger tomorrow. Like, what? I can't believe it. I'm like, if I'm Sabrina, I'm like, let me in that room. Who's in there? What's going on in there? Is it Moe's?
No, because that last scene of the episode, I was like, why are we making her do these faces? Like, this is sinister.
No, I know. It's so true.
It's giving
so
early days true. Page, like right when Maya, like right when the Maya Emily relationship stopped and Paige like started getting in the picture. It's like that, I don't know, that possessiveness that she has. Anyway. So we go back into the loft and we still haven't heard anything from Hannah because they asked Caleb what was up and Caleb's like, yeah, she came by, said she was going to the big bad New York City.
I'm like, hey, no, he doesn't say that. He says she told me she'd be off the grid.
Oh, right.
Because they found out she wasn't in New York. But I'm like, okay, Caleb, Hannah trusted you. What's with this?
Oh, Spencer calls.
That's what this. Spencer calls you and you just tell all her secrets.
Oh, perfect.
And you also tell her Hannah's bra size. Like, how could you? Did you tell her Hannah's body count? How could you? It's one, by the way. Just kidding.
Right, because she and Jordan weren't married.
It's one, by the way. They weren't married. They weren't married, but they're probably waiting.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
Like most people do these days.
That's how we knew
especially
it was.
Especially the Islanders. Dude, I was like, Mom, watch the twerking reel. The reel I made of. Wait, this is so funny. I was like, Mom, you need to go watch the reel I posted of me and Phoebe talking about the twerking challenge on Love Island. And I was like, close your eyes, baby, but you need to watch it because I did have to include some clips of twerking. So she's watching, she's like, oh, you can imagine her face. I was like, as she sees it twerking. And then she goes, I think you could probably twerk. She goes, I don't know about Phoebe, though. I was like, well, okay. Not Mom being like, you know.
I think Caroline's a slut.
I think you could probably twerk. It was like, Caroline, you could totally do this, Caroline. Goo. Phoebe, I
really
I
hope
know,
this is.
You,
I really hope this isn't one of the reasons you wouldn't go on
Goo,
the island.
Goo, come on. Just, you know what? Just stop thinking about what everybody else is thinking. You can twerk. And you look amazing in a string bikini. You look amazing like, in a look, G-string.
Look, you and Phoebe could go on Love Island for a multitude of reasons. You both have smoking hot bods.
You have could do the twerking. Phoebe could do the limbo. I don't know a hat challenge if they have one. Phoebe could probably make really good avocado toast.
I'm down there with the boys.
You're like, hey, could you guys clear out? I kind of like to have my space. Like, I have my morning routine.
The whole day.
I'm going to be taking a walk later around the perimeter. If you guys could just clear out.
The whole day I have a snorkel on my forehead. So I just have goggle marks.
They're like, you know, the pool doesn't have any fish. You're like, oh, no, I jumped off. There's a rope. You can climb back up anytime you want. They're like, what about the microphone? You're like, broken. Oh, no, I'm going to have to pay for that, huh? Sheesh. Well, good thing they didn't hear what I was saying down there.
Well, thank goodness I'm going to win.
Hey, who wants to go scuba diving? No, I don't have any equipment. You don't need it out here. The water's clear. Anyway.
You can open your eyes.
You can open your eyes under there. And
if you're brave enough.
If you're brave. And that is why my eyes are bright red. Your eyes are like, your eyes are bright red. They're like, do you want eye drops? You're like, no, I'm just going to go back in. They're just going to get red again. And I've been opening my eyes in the chlorine. They're like, why do you have goggles on your head? Like, it's kind of the look.
The girls finally come down. I'm like, you guys have slept half the day away. You guys slept half the day away.
You guys miss it. Have you ever heard the saying, the early bird gets a worm?
Guys, I'm okay, getting the most out of my PTO days.
Guys, I'm like.
They're like, we don't have jobs.
They're like, we're models and influencers. You're like, same. obviously, after this. But you're like, come on, you guys. Like, let's go. Daylight's a wasting.
Wait, what's that? What's that pillow on Mom and Dad's bed?
You're like, do you want to take a shower? Like, use my blow dryer? You're like,
no. Sandy toes, salty kisses.
You're like, do you know you still... I'm like, do you know you still have George Washington hair? You're like, yes. Yeah, I got ready this morning. I see it took you a little bit longer. It's okay. We're not all as all natural as me. You're like, anyway, me and the boys are about to go work out and then go back to the reef if you want to come with.
I'm like, I'm also not in a bikini. I'm in like a swim team one piece speedo.
Yeah,
and I have leg
you
shoes
have a
on.
Sun shirt on and water shoes because yes. Like, did you know it's actually
the reef
really
is kind
sharp
of
rocks. It's kind of sharp. It's kind of sharp. I also wear gloves when I'm out there, but those are actually on the reef. I just put them
I don't want to get tan lines.
I left them with a crab on the reef. I'm just like, if you guys could just hold on to these. I don't want to have tan lines like Caroline. Have you seen Caroline's hands? You've got to. That's why she's inside all day. She's vitiligo. She can't be in the sun. No, that's why she's in the hideaway all day long. She's watching her shows. Just leave her. Go look at her hands. She essentially has gloves on.
So where were we?
back to reality. Okay, so Caleb is tracking Hannah's phone.
Yes.
Spencer wants to go to the police while they wait for Hannah, but Emily and Ari are like, we have to wait for Caleb. Spencer then gets a call from her neighbor, and Vivi's car alarm is going off because there's a storm, by the way. There's a big thunderstorm. So she's going to go turn it off. And I'm like, the fact that I know this took her like at least 10 to 15 minutes and that car alarm was going off the whole time.
Aria's literally like, okay, well, if we are going to go do personal errands, I'm going to go see Jace.
Yeah. And she's like, okay, wait, you're not driving an electric vehicle? Your mom was a car? I thought we were on our bikes everywhere. Okay. Jesus Christ. I'm not going to tell Jason this just because it wouldn't like work with our thing. So anyway, sorry.
I am a little bit like, okay, Aria's going to see Jason. Spencer's going to do this other
Why
thing.
Why couldn't Emily hang out
Emily,
with
Emily, go get dinner with Sabrina now.
Yeah. Yeah. She just made you, she just came by to bring you red velvet cupcakes and like
don't
if,
call
if
pigskin.
You were in yeah if you were in Z's loft it would like be like oh that makes sense but the fact that you're in Lucas's loft and she brought these to you like mm-hmm. show some respect
and also that means that she didn't she tells Emily I don't know if we went over this that she isn't doing the cake for Noel so she's losing business because right, she likes right. you so much Emily
yeah yeah and you won't give her the time of day anyway. So we're back at the bar. Hannah approaches Noel and gives him a beer. And I am like, God damn it, Hannah. I hope you remembered the which beers.
No, but also, Hannah, here's how she needed to play this. Noel, it's so crazy to run into you or something like that. Have a beer with him. Mm. Wait till he goes to the bathroom and be like, oh, yeah. I got this round on me. While he's in the bathroom.
Or even just like walk up to him and be like, oh my God, Noel. Like I saw you and I thought I'd bring over a beer. Like I was just.
Instead, she immediately plays it too suspicious and he's yes. like, well, I'm not fucking drinking this beer.
She's immediately like, I know you killed Sarah. Like it's the first
thing
she
does. And here's the proof.
And here's the proof. And he does his like classic smarmy Noel Kahn. He is so handsome. It just works for him. He goes, oh, no, Sarah fell in the shower. Didn't you hear? Shower fell in the shower. And Hannah then brings up the phone and it's like, so then why did you drive into the city to dump this? And now you're coming here to get it back. And so he's like, what do you want? And she explains that she is going to be questioned. The police know Hannah's past. Sarah died in her mom's hotel. Somebody took Sarah's room key from the concierge. And Noel's like, yeah, sounds like you're in a bit of trouble, huh? Like he's Whoa. Just not biting. But then Hannah says, look, we can both walk away from this clean because after the police talk to me, they are going to talk to other guests. And Noel's like, well, I went to go see a movie. And Hannah goes, yeah, my place. We watched Birdman, right? So she's like, look, we can be each other's alibi here. Have you ever seen Birdman? Oh, my God, we should watch it. This I feel like I know I've said this to you before. I feel like it's a movie you would absolutely love. And you know Michael Keaton's in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. Do you know the premise of it?
He's like a superhero, kind of, but a weird guy. And Emma Stone's in it.
It's sort of like real life with like Michael Keaton played Batman. It's like Birdman is sort of like the Batman. So like he played this superhero and he kind of can't let it go.
Oh.
And he's like chasing this and there are other people and everyone's like, oh, you're the old guy. But he like kind of went super method with it and got a little bit crazy and like keeps envisioning himself as the Birdman all the time.
Mm.
And it's Emma Stone, I think, is his daughter. And she's really, really good in it. Like, I mean,
I feel like she was nominated for it.
She was nominated. I think she might have won. It's really good. And a lot of it is shot in one sequence. Oscar,
but it did win a lot of Oscars.
Yeah, it won a lot. It's one of my favorite movies. I think that you would love it. It's really good. Anyway. Okay, so he almost drinks the beer because she's like, okay, let's do a cheers. And then he's like, let me see the phone. And she's like, I will later, but like, let's just cheers and drink. And he still doesn't drink. And she's like, oh my God, have some. It's good. Good beer. And he's like, and I don't drink beer. I'm watching my carb intake. Thank you. And he says, why don't you take a sip of it? And she won't do it. And then he reaches over her. And this is where my Hannah scream. He like,
and then say, I think he roofied one of my beers.
Yeah, exactly. But can somebody test this? I think he, yeah, exactly. That's a great idea. He reaches over. Her bag is like they're in a booth. Her bag is on the inside by the wall. She's on the outside. He reaches over her and grabs Shower's phone out of her bag and like smothers her and she does nothing. I'm like you're Hannah. In a public place. Yell.
And also, it's so scary because we know what he did to Eve. Like, he fully put Yvonne in the hospital and Hannah's not, like, yes. having any real reaction to this physical. That's how you know that Hannah's kind of shut down her, like.
Yeah, true.
She's in and a Noel's different like, level right now.
Yeah. Noel says, be careful, Hannah, or you'll end up just like Sarah. And he leaves.
That's a confession. We go to the Hastings Castle. The power's out. And Spencer fixes the car. And then she lights two of the ugliest candles and most ineffective candles I've ever seen.
I wrote in my notes, power's out at the Hastings Castle. But that's okay. In medieval times, they used candles anyway. Like, luckily, they've
Spencer's
got torches.
Spencer's like, I love when this happens. We can embrace the castle energy.
I love how I look when I have my Victorian dress on and I look at my own profile in the glow of a candle, a flickering candle. I love how I look.
And then she does like the craziest activity I could think of for when the power's out.
When the power's out
in
your home alone.
And she like goes to look at the footage of her being held captive.
And you just told Aria you didn't want to look at it anymore. And it's like, actually, you can't stay away. And if you hadn't done that, maybe we'd still have the flash drive. Sorry, spoilers. Maybe we'd still have the flash drive.
No,
she's doing that. And then she's like, you know what? I'm going to call Detective Floozy. I just want to get. So she calls him. She's like, can you please come over as soon as you get this? We go to the dealer and his dungeon. Arya and Jason are there. There's no power there either. And he has not heard from the county clerk. Obviously, there's no power. But he has a good feeling. Thanks to Arya.
I just kind of feel like at this point in the show, Allie should be in every episode.
I am like, where is she then? Where is she? Do we know where she is?
No. And I'm just a little bit like...
She's like upstairs? Like, she's where like is
in
she?
We've never had an episode without the liars.
I know. It's a good point. It's a good point. No, really. Do we have any idea where she is?
I don't think so.
Okay. Somebody, I'm sure, will tell us. So if you know where Allie is in this moment, please tell us. But Jason explains, like, look, I know about the Nicole thing. I know Ezra's in Columbia. And Arya's like, yeah, well, he hasn't called me since this morning. I'm like, okay, there's a time difference. He's in Columbia. You have no power. You've been busy today.
He's going like, through something rather traumatic,
He
too.
Spoke to you this morning. So you would tell him, you're admitting you've talked today. Okay, like, I don't see the crisis. And she says, and I'm like, Arya, are you low-key about to say out loud that you hope Nicole's dead? Because she's like, if she's alive, I don't know what that means for us, for Zah. Everybody loves Zah.
She calls herself a consolation prize, doesn't she? She like feels like she's a consolation yes. prize to Nicole.
She and says, was I just the consolation prize? Right. Because if Nicole hadn't gone missing, she assumes Nicole and Z would still have been together.
Mm-hmm. And she just doesn't know where this leaves them. And then Jason says he'd be like stupid not to pick you. You guys were always meant to be.
Music to Arya's ears. And we get another film flashback.
They may as well have that sound that plays like before like a movie starts. It's like the rolling sound and the click.
Literally, like it is like it's actually like you have to squint to see through all the fuzz on the screen. Like they want us to know film. So it's Jason like showing Arya a photo from the first time this Ethiopian community had fresh water and like, look, you could really make a difference. And she's like, okay, I got offered a job today. Like I already accepted it. I didn't feel like I could say no. And she got a job at Allen B. and Lawrence, and Jason immediately clocks it. He's like, oh, the people that publish Ezra's book and the people that are working with him on his next one. Perfect. It's like, yeah, that's why, Arya, you thought that you were so mature and wise beyond your years, but when you're with an older man, they clock these kind of things.
Right.
Z, maturity of you. So that doesn't count. But Jason, that's a man.
Caroline is in love.
He's so Ew. Hot. And I love a man with like a messy past. I'm Fair like, enough. Oh, you're damaged? Come to mama. I'll nurse you back to health.
Oh my goodness.
Except for I did marry someone who literally doesn't have that going on at all. But just so you guys know.
She's reassuring Jason that Z's out of the picture and has been for years, and she's sure they will never cross paths. And it's just like funny that now Jason is seeing her again after this interaction, and she's for the first time after this interaction, she's engaged to him.
Fully wearing a
and writing a book with him.
Yeah, yeah. So we go back
on
to
that
reality.
Publisher.
Yeah, exactly. And Arya's like, okay, fine. Okay, fine. You were right about why I took the job. He's like, yeah, I know. But then he goes, his loss. I can't imagine there's anyone better than you. And she's like, would it be cheating if you and I just had a quickie? Would it be cheating?
Like, I mean, I'm sure if Nicole is alive, they will.
Z would understand. I was here. I was upset. I was lonely. I thought he left me. He literally got on a plane and left me to go find his former flame. Jason's like, didn't you give him the plane ticket?
He literally exchanged our elopement tickets to get
this
flight.
Can you believe I had to zip up my wedding dress? I was so excited to wear it. He didn't even get to see it. He didn't get to see it or me in it. Zipped it up. Burned it. Burned
it's
it.
It's great for
nobody,
carbon emissions.
Nobody will wear that. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, Jason is going to go make some food while they wait for the storm to calm down and everything. Hannah gets a voicemail from Emily, and I wrote down what it says. Hannah, we know you're planning something. Whatever it is, don't do it.
Hannah, we know you're planning something.
We found out Noel's been living at his parents' cabin, and you were right all along. He is dangerous. We're ready to go to the police and tell them everything, but we want to do this all together. We love you. Please come home. And Hannah's got the rope in her hand. She's like, like puts it down. She's like, okay, they said I was right. But I'm like, of course Emily's the only one who calls and is like, you were right. We love you. We want to do this with you. Like,
our
why couldn't
are gonna
you guys
be mad.
Have like left a voicemail? I know she's ignoring your calls. You could have left a voicemail saying
exactly.
the same shit. Watch
exactly.
Emily. Emily's like, wait, you guys didn't leave a voicemail? You guys just called and you didn't leave a voicemail or text her? Oh my God. And like, it's the first time that Hannah's actually like heard from any of them for real.
Exactly. So we go to the Hastings Castle and... Spencer is like gets up from the video, leaves it open on her fucking table, goes over to the kitchen to do something, and then this tree completely catapults through the window.
Terrifying.
And then she sees a shadow and like sees that someone's inside or thinks someone is inside. Perfect. Then Floozy walks in. And we see
she grabs a massive knife, which is her signature move.
Of course. It's giving the geraniums. Remember that?
Yes.
And then we realize that the thumb drive is gone. So Spencer texts Emily and Aria. And I'm like, whoa, that was quick. It would have taken me a second to be like, hey, guys, I fucked up this badly.
Yes, yes. But she does. And she says the flash drive's gone. And Floozy is like taping up the window. And according to Marco, there was no one in the house. And Spencer's like, yeah, I'm really sorry, you know, for putting you to work. And he's like, well, I'm so glad you called. Like, of course you are. You probably were hoping for a booty call. Spencer's not that kind of girl. Psych. Anyway.
We kind of get a montage.
She's exactly that kind of girl. Oh, well, that's Spencer's like, you should stay because he goes to leave. And she's like, I don't want to be alone. He like puts his arm around her. And I was like, okay, cuddling by the fire.
Perfect. That's kind of Toby and Spencer's thing.
That's kind of Toby and Spencer's thing.
And we go to Emily's calling Paige. Paige is at the brew watching Sabrina.
Yeah, literally. And okay, I'm sorry, but she seems drunk. Like her, it looks like she's like falling asleep at the table. Her eyelids are so heavy.
There's like an anger in her.
It's really bizarre. Emily calls her and is like, can we talk? I want to fill you in. It's Noel. So Emily invites her over. And
Paige goes, yeah.
Sabrina's like, my way. Since I've got eyes on Sabrina, I'm thrilled to know that you didn't already hang out with her and that you invited me, even though you told me you'd probably be with her. I win. Like Moses just like, I win.
She walks out of the brew. I win, you lose. Aria gets a text from Z and says, Nicole wasn't one of the hostages and he's going to be home tomorrow.
She breaks down crying.
And Aria breaks down in tears of joy.
Is that what it is? Okay.
I mean, I don't know for certain. I'm sure it's a complicated feeling if I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt, but
yeah,
I think it's a tears of relief.
She's like, all this for nothing? We're not even getting another chapter for our book?
She's like, well, I'm glad I didn't sleep.
I sold our Italian elopement tickets.
She's like, I'm glad I didn't sleep with Jason already. She's like putting her shirt back on.
She's like, hey, can you wrap that condom back up? She's like, already opened the condom. She's like, and I'm going to leave this one here. Anyway. So the power's back on. A fax from the like courthouse clerk comes through, and almost this entire file of the adoption records has been redacted, except for the name of the judge, and the judge's name is Stephen Kahn, Noel's dad, who Aria believes adopted Mary Drake's baby, and they believe that Mary Drake's baby is
Noel.
But here's the other thing I just want to say: we've seen the Kahn genes, and they are strong. Like we saw Noel's brother.
Yeah,
he looks exactly like him. Mm-hmm. So that would, for me, I'd be like, I mean, unless
but
they're
I think
both
they're
Mary
maybe
Drake's
thinking
kids,
there's like a
I
different there maybe they're thinking there's they can never be so sure, and he does look enough like Mary
that they both have dark hair,
blue eyes.
They don't actually look anything alike, but you know he does look exactly like his brother.
Whatever,
I'm just saying, girls, I would have thought of it because his older brother's hot, H-O-T hot, and I never forgot
right,
a hot
Spencer.
Person.
Spencer,
never
you're the only one that would know that. You're the only one above an eight that got into a party.
But also, you know they were all like, oh my God, Eric Kahn. Like, you know, we knew about the hot guys who were upperclassmen. So it's not that they wouldn't have known just because they weren't at the parties. Like, I just am thinking, like, we've kind of missed something here. This is an amazing moment.
Right. We go to the Kahn cabin. And he gets out of the car because he sees something, and then he sees Hannah's hat on the ground.
Well, he gets out of the car to unlock the chain, and then he notices the hat. And I was like so confused, Phoebe, because I knew we were at his cabin because there was the chain, and obviously the girls climbed over it earlier. When it looks like, by the way, they could have just walked around it, but I was like, where are we? Because Hannah has not been here, and now Hannah's hat's on the ground. So like, I was so discombobulated. But I guess Emily did call Hannah and tell her. But that's maybe also why I'm like, is she really in New York? They're both here now. Where is the cabin? Maybe it's like a halfway point. But it is. This is all in one day.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, I want to replay this scene over and over on a loop in my head for the rest of my life. Okay. Noel is like down there and he's like, like he feels like he's won by finding Hannah's hat because obviously he saw her wearing it. And what does she do, Phoebe?
hits him over the head with a bat and says, "It's over, bitch."
It is amazing. And we just get this awesome angle of like Hannah kind of looking down at the camera with anger and also triumph in her eyes.
Triumph, most importantly.
Yes. It's so good. I did not see it coming. And like it's she so whacked his ass. I was like, see, look, Hannah gets shit done. Let's stop underestimating her, ladies.
You know who would love Hannah Marin's work ethic?
Who?
Chris Connell.
This is how Chris Connell would describe Hannah. Always say,
you know what? Hannah Marin
is so... Let's
say on
the count of three. One, two, three.
Badass.
Okay. Yes, that is how he would describe her. I was going to say something else, but that I don't want to take
all
away
from G2 that. All G2 and no G
was. Yeah, he would 100% be like, yes, I love Hannah. She's all... Also, he would love Hannah if she was like one of our best friends because she has like a Kelly vibe to her. And Dad always loved Kelly. Mm-hmm. Not anymore. Just kidding. He loves Kelly. Remember when he told Kelly she could call him Chris?
Which is... Hey, by the way, like, no one's ever been told that in the history of the world.
It was like 6 months into me dating Anthony. And Mom's like, Anthony can call you Chris. And Dad's like, no, he can't. No, he can't. Nobody can call me by my first name. Except Kelly. Kelly's almost there. Kelly is just about there. And I was like, Kelly, next time you come in the house, you have to say, hey, Chris.
And she was like, probably no.
She actually did it. And then she was like, I'm so sorry. But it's so funny. Like, Dad, like, Hannah has the energy of one of the girl, like, one of our friends. That's not weird. One of our friends who Dad, like, really liked. Like, I always loved finding out, like, which of our friends' dad was like, oh, I like her. Because it'd always be the one person. He'd be like, why don't you call Hannah? Why are you home on a Friday night? You should call. And it's always the same person. It's like, even if you haven't hung out with him in years, like, he liked that person. So that's now your best friend.
Dad would get off the phone with Hannah for work and be like, that Hannah.
She's a firecracker.
B. She is bad ass.
And I love hiring women. I love hiring badass women.
Which has always been true about Dad. He's always had his women that... He always brings from company to company.
Not in a weird way.
No, not in a weird way. In a way where he
likes working on female-led teams, which I appreciate because you know what? That's what's normal to him. That's what's natural to him. It feels like home because he works at home with four.
He's like, I work on a female-led team.
Yeah, I know exactly. He's like, I know I'm like the boss of this company, but like, am I really? Same with the family. He's like, I know I'm like the man of the house, but am I really? I'm on a female-run team. Yeah, it's actually Sid Vicious, our dog. Anywho, would you like to read our synopsis for next week? Season 7, episode 10. Halfway through. Oh my God, I'm going to throw up. I'm going to throw up everywhere.
They love when they can throw in a capital A, tell you that much.
Don't they?
The Darkest Night. But it's D capital A, but then it's K-N-I-G-H-T. Like...
Well, it's knights in shining armor is like the ones that are stationed outside of
right, exactly. Oh, we're gonna see the moat. You guys are so lucky.
Wait, finally! Oh my God! And you guys thought we made it up.
The liars face off with their enemies in a chaotic fight that ends fatally. One of the liars learns a secret about her past that changes everything, while another liar discovers something about her future that could alter her course forever. Oh my God! This is the mid-season finale, and it is a crazy episode.
Holy shit! Oh my God! I can't wait. Okay. Yeah. Well, so you guys, next week you are not getting an episode. It's Chuck's baptism, so we're taking the week off. So we will resume with our episodes the second week of July. And you get a podcast.
I'm literally gonna be so busy. I'm literally so stressed about Chuck's baptism.
I'm stressed. I don't know if he's prepared. He needs to get a haircut, and we need to find some gel so we can part it on the side and make sure that he feels good about his look. He wants to. He said he wants to be handsome, so of course he will be. I need to make sure that you know everything goes according to plan.
I was talking to someone about my plans for the 4th the other day, and I was like, well, I have Chuck's baptism, and they were like.
Baptism on the 4th? You're like, yeah, for Chuck. They're like, who's Chuck? My sister's son.
I was like, I don't know how to explain this to you in a way that is...
I just don't want you to like insult me by asking questions about this. But I was like,
so basically my sister and her husband, like, they're like these characters for her dogs that like we just...
Yeah, their personalities. Characters, personalities, however you want to say it. Yeah, it's going to be fun. So anyway, Phoebe and I are going to be together this weekend. So excited. Maybe we'll even freaking go live. And we're going to be their moms. Maybe the three of us will go live. Could you imagine? Can't wait. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please, please, please go check out our Patreon episode from last week or this past week. We cast the Pretty Little Liars movie. And we I think it was an awesome episode and a riveting discussion. So go listen to that. It's available on the second tier of our Patreon. Please leave us a 5-star review. It really helps us. You have no idea. Make sure you're following us on social media. TikTok at The Pretty Little Podcast. Instagram at The Pretty Little Podcast. And The Owen Podcast is a zero. Guys, we love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. And we'll see you next week.
And splurt.